today.
WRCE,
highs in the mid
1450 AM.
Currently in Richland Center, it's 33 degrees at 8 o'clock.
The Department of Justice headed to the U.S. Supreme Court asking it to set aside a lower court ruling that prohibits Border Patrol agents from snipping the razor wire strung along the Texas-Mexico border.
The state of Texas argues that the concertina wire is meant to drive migrants toward legal Border Patrol checkpoints and away from illegal crossings between those checkpoints. The Biden administration says the razor wire is a hazard to asylum seekers and that Border Patrol agents should be allowed to cut it to save human lives.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Talks continuing on a new border policy. Today, about 60 Republican lawmakers will visit the border at Eagle Pass, Texas, with new House Speaker Mike Johnson. Iranian officials say dozens of people were killed and more than 100 wounded in an attack targeting a ceremony being held for top general Qassem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike in 2020. Israel on high alert after a senior Hamas leader was killed in an airstrike in Beirut. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The toll of COVID-19 is lessening, but the coronavirus still killed about 1,000 people in Wisconsin last year. Respiratory illnesses are spiking now, and hospitals are requiring masks again.
Admissions are up, and folks are getting sick and getting admitted to the hospital for things like COVID, influenza, and even RSV sometimes.
Dr. Jeff Potthoff is Chief Quality Officer for UW Health. The CDC says COVID is killing more than 1,000 people a week nationwide. Wisconsin wineries can now stay open until 2 in the morning instead of 9 o'clock at night. That's thanks to a new state law that was passed last year and took effect on New Year's Day. Wineries now plan to offer more live entertainment and private parties. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The field for local elections this spring is mostly set after yesterday's deadline to turn in nomination papers. In Richland Center, the only contested race will be for mayor, where incumbent Todd Coppernall will face Alder Karen Tepley. On the city council, incumbents Tom McCarthy, Kevin Melby, and Ryan Cairns will run unopposed. However, there are no candidates registered for District 1, and since incumbent Connie Hoppingen didn't turn in papers, the deadline to turn in papers has been extended to Friday at 5 p.m. for anyone interested in the city council seat. Two of the three people arrested in Iowa County on suspicion of kidnapping an 11-year-old girl in Indiana will be sent back to Indiana to face charges. At extradition hearings yesterday, all three people were in court. The third person didn't have a lawyer and will have a new hearing on Friday. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office arrested the trio after their vehicle, which was listed in an Indiana Silver Alert for a kidnapping, was spotted at a gas station in Barneveld. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Badgers win over Iowa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin beat the Iowa Hawkeyes 83-72 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers getting help from players off the bench, like Kamari McGee, with 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a bucket. How much did it mean for Wisconsin? Max Klesmit.
Life. You know, you look at the stat sheet and you see 3 steals in the column. That's huge.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You know, for having 10 or 11 days off, I thought this was, you know, we responded to it. I thought we looked a little rusty early. Any win in this league is important.
NBA, after losing to the Pacers at home, the Bucks are now in Indianapolis to play the Pacers again tonight. Adrian Griffin on the loss Monday.
We had some really good defense possession. We just couldn't finish them off with a rebound. So that really, really hurt us. But we got it. Quick turnaround. We'll make our adjustments and watch the film and get ready.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You
It is going to be a cloudy one today with a few flurries possible from about midday into this afternoon. Our high 33 today with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight clearing down to 17. Tomorrow sunshine 29. On Friday it will be cloudy with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 32.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
stop. Right on.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin, my friend. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
All right. You know, it really is not bad, is it, man, outside?
No, it's kind of warm. It's not terribly
cold. Hey, man, it's January, man.
Yeah,
I mean, we can't lose focus on the fact that it's January, man. It's not sub-zero. There's not mounds of ice. I don't mean snow. I mean ice of the snow that we should have gotten in December that is frozen over that normally remains on the ground all the way up until April when it melts. I mean, we really are. Man, those of us who don't enjoy winter, wonderland with skiing and ice skating and tobogganing and ice fishing. And how many of those things do you do?
Absolutely
and
none.
Snowmobiling and absolutely none. Well, that's not all the people in our listening audience and many people who need snow. And even I found out farmers need snow, man. Clearly that runoff, right, after things warm up is critically important for what happens upcoming season. So anyway, I want to begin by, this month I'm going to spend a lot of time introducing the audience to one of the greatest men who ever lived. He lived a very short life. His life ended at the age of 39 years. But a man who had, without question, one of the biggest influencers of my life then, and as well as today. Now, there's a holiday named after this man in January. And so, this man was so prominent. There aren't a whole lot of people who have a holiday named after them. You have to have really impacted some things in order for the United States government to name a holiday after you. And so that man is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who inspires me even to this day. And the fact that I was 14 years old, when when Dr. King was assassinated. And the fact that I was old enough to have watched him, because television was prominent at that time, and saw a man basically sacrifice his life, knowing that he was going to be murdered. And so I want to capture and bring to you who he actually was. Because the I Have a Dream thing is what he's been relegated to. And so everybody quotes, we want to judge, don't judge a person by the color of their skin, but judge them by the content of their character. Did he say that? Yes, he did. But that was one of the few things that he said. And you can't, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. could never be reduced to I Have a Dream, not the real man and the true essence of who he was. And so Calvin, through different sermons and of his, many of them that have never been heard over airways, you will get a glimpse of a man who actually walked in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Love your enemies. You know, love those who curse you. Love those who despitefully use you. He did all those things. He did all those things. And knew that his life was going to be ending. And when you hear some of the things that he had to say, you would know that this man was not an ordinary man. And the fact that he accepted, accepted this battle, knowing that his life was going to be taken away. I don't know how many of us, would have had the intestinal fortitude or the courage to know that your life was going to be taken at any moment, and that you continued to do what you were doing because of your belief in God, your belief that this was something that had to be done. So we're going to take that walk with Dr. Martin Luther King. And I guarantee you, once it's over, you will begin to see, man, I knew nothing. We knew nothing of who he was, the impact that he had, because still to this day, he's still impacting my life. The way he lived his. And part of who I am is because of having saw him and having lived through him and having been inspired by him even to this day. So I'm not going to relegate him to one day. Excuse me. I'm not going to relegate him to I Have a Dream. We're going to talk about the evolution of the man. You know, he died at 39. And if I thought about where my head was at 39 and now where it is at 69, man, I'm a completely different person at 69 than I was at 39. And so Dr. King never got to see that. He never got to have that evolution in his life. But he clearly had an evolution from 29 to 39. And so we don't want to talk about that evolution. Dr. King went from I have a dream to saying that my dream has become a nightmare. But the society won't talk about that Dr. King. They'll talk about the Dr. King who said, I have a dream. You know, that one day little black boys and little black girls will sit down and little white girls will sit down and hold hands, you know, and sing, you know, these great songs. And then he realized that that was not to happen as he moved on. He was a man who was vilified. He's a man who was hated. You know, he didn't become loved until after he was assassinated. I know this to be factual because, again, I lived during those times. And so I guarantee you, you'll enjoy what we're going to be presenting to you because it's certainly going to make you think. And I would say that even today, what Dr. King said and did was as relevant today as it was, you know, 30 years ago, 35 years ago. It's just like it's, you know, if he was here today, he would be saying the exact same things that he said back then. Because things is, you know, the old axiom goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's kind of where we are. And so, I'm like I said, man, I'm honored to have this platform to be able to bring some of those speeches to you, speeches that you've never heard that will depict a man that was a special, very, very special human being. Very, very special human being. And so I think all of us need to get to know who he was. You know, I still listen to his speeches, not just because it's his holiday. Dr. King could care less about somebody, would have cared less about somebody, you know, naming a holiday after him. That's not who he was. He was a man on a mission. He was a man who understood humanity. He's a man of principle. He's a fearless man. Well, not so much fearless, because in some of the speeches he would tell you how terrified he was in knowing that the threats that continue to rage about the assassination of him and his family. In the midst of all those things, the average one of us would say, no, man, that's, hey, man, you're talking about killing me and my family. And I got to quit. I got to walk away from this. But he did not. And so we're going to spend some time dealing with that in the coming days and weeks. Got to take a hiatus. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I was talking a little bit about, you know, introducing many of you in the audience to who Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was. And so let's go to the phone lines. And Don Rosen from WRJN and Racine, good morning to you. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Earl, I'm doing very well. You know, when I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, I worked at a station down there. It wasn't that far from the Ebenezer Baptist Church where Dr. King used to preach. So that I was close to that.
Right.
And my dad, right after the assassination, I remember, I think in 1968, he brought home a record album. And it was the I Have a Dream speech on the record album. He got it. And he said, we're going to listen to this tonight. And we sat down after dinner, and he put it on the record player, and we sat down and listened to the whole speech. And I think somewhere I might still have that album somewhere. But the reason I called was my wife and I do a lot of road trips. We went down to Memphis. And when people go to Memphis, you have to stop by the Lorraine Motel. And that's the site where Dr. King lost his life. You can walk up to the balcony, and the famous photo of him laying there and everybody pointing to where the gunshot came from. You can stand on that spot. And I stood there, and it's a strange feeling to stand on that spot where history was changed. It changed right there. They have Dr. King's room. You can look through the window, and they recreated it the exact way it was when he lost his life. Everything is there on the nightstands, everything. Now, it's not a real motel anymore. It's more of a
museum.
The Civil Rights Museum. Yeah, it's Civil Rights Museum now. But you can tour there. And right across the street is the Civil Rights Museum. And it's another odd feeling. You can go up to the room where James O. Ray pointed his gun and assassinated Dr. King. To walk through that museum and go to the Lorraine Motel is a must for anybody going to Memphis. Yeah, you can go to Graceland and all that stuff, but you got to stop by the Lorraine Motel.
You know, Don. What I'm going to, you know, make available to listeners is the evening before his assassination, Dr. King's last speech, where he said, tonight I'm not fearing any man. Thine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. I'm not fearing anybody. He had received some horrible, horrible death threats that Dr. King, if you are not out of this town in the next couple days, we're going to blow your brains out and your children's brains out. And the night before, he was assassinated. And he was assassinated because he was leading, you know, marches because of garbage, black garbage men who were not being treated equitably. in Memphis, Tennessee, and he was told not to go. But this is the kind of man he was, because of all the threats that, you know, had been talked about. But yet, the sheer power and majesty of his final speech before his assassination, I think, is more powerful than almost anything that you could ever hear, because he knew what the outcome was going to be, and yet he did it anyway.
And the sad part is, here we are 60-plus years later, and leaders in this country are still being threatened with assassination every day.
And so, and this is part of, you know, Don, why I think it's important that we do this, that I have an opportunity. I'm blessed and thankful for, you know, civic media that gives us platforms and gives us an opportunity to really, as I said before, introduce Dr. King to the listening audience, because, you know, basically all people know about him is that I have a dream. And, you know, that's just a small snippet of who he was. And, you know, it's good to know. You've been around a while, so you know we lived during those times. But people who didn't live during those times don't know the real impact of what was going on at that point in time in this nation's history. And that's why history is so important. And when you hear people wanting to do away with history, you know, you just, man, you say, man, how can, you know, you can't ever allow that, right? Because there'll be somebody who'll say, hey, we need to do away with this time. And all of what it stood for would be erased. And then, you know, we'd never be able to realize what transpired during those times.
Well, it was a double whammy then, because Bobby Kennedy was assassinated too. And it was so close together, Bobby Kennedy and Dr. King, the assassinations the same year. I mean, America was saying, what is going on?
Well, America was in turmoil. And there were so many things going on. As I stated the other day, 1968, watershed year. And it, clearly, if you're looking at the history of this nation, 1968 almost stands out. More so than in many of the other years. But, you know, we've got to do these things, and I think it's important that we'll be able to do it. But thank you very much, man. I really appreciate it. You and I got to get together. I got to make it up to Racine and kind of, you know, we want to do a show from the studio up there.
Well, first of all, you have to make it down to Racine.
Oh, down to Racine. I know. I know.
We'll get you a compass.
Well, you know, I don't know north, south, east, and west. Clearly, that's not my strength, right? My wife always tells me, if it wasn't for, what's the thing on the phone, man, that the map, I couldn't find my way back home. So that's not the, but I'll be in touch with you, man. And thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We're going to talk about something on the other side. The Washington Post finds GOP voter fraud crackdown targets minorities and Democrats. Oh, really? Really? Don't touch that dial.
Hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 22 states raised their minimum wages on New Year's Day, but not Wisconsin, where baseline pay remains at $7.25 an hour. More individual businesses are raising their own pay, but not everyone benefits.
For the workers who really have those constraints on opportunity because of their concerns about immigration status, concerns about physical mobility, employers can really take advantage of that.
Laura Dresser is a labor economist who studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. Scam artists are trying to prey on people who made New Year's resolutions to lose weight. The Better Business Bureau is warning about products that promise to melt, burn, or dissolve unwanted fat quickly. The BBB says they not only don't work, they can be dangerous. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two of the three people arrested in Iowa County on suspicion of kidnapping an 11-year-old girl in Indiana will be sent back to Indiana to face charges. At extradition hearings yesterday, all three people were in court. The third person didn't have a lawyer and will have a new hearing on Friday. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office arrested the trio after their vehicle, which was listed in an Indiana Silver Alert for a kidnapping, was spotted at a gas station in Barneveld. The field for local elections this spring is mostly set after yesterday's deadline to turn in nomination papers. In Richland Center, the only contested race will be for mayor, where incumbent Todd Coppernall will face Alder Karen Tepley. On the city council, incumbents Tom McCarthy, Kevin Melby, and Ryan Cairns will run unopposed. However, there are no candidates registered for District 1, and since incumbent Connie Hoppenjan didn't turn in papers, the deadline to turn in papers has been extended to Friday at 5 p.m. for anyone interested in the city council seat. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Badgers win over Iowa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin beat the Iowa Hawkeyes 83-72 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers getting help from players off the bench, like Kamari McGee, with two rebounds, two assists, and a bucket. How much did it mean for Wisconsin? Max Klesmit.
Life. You know, you look at the stat sheet and you see three steals in the column. That's huge.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You know, for having 10 or 11 days off, I thought this was, you know, we responded to it. I thought we looked a little rusty early. Any win in this league is important.
NBA, after losing to the Pacers at home, the Bucks are now in Indianapolis to play the Pacers again tonight. Adrian Griffin on the loss Monday.
We had some really good defense possession. We just couldn't finish them off with a rebound. So that really, really hurt us. But we got it. Quick turnaround. We'll make our adjustments and watch the film and get ready.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a cloudy one today with a few flurries possible from about midday into this afternoon. Our high 33 today with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight clearing down to 17. Tomorrow sunshine 29. On Friday it will be cloudy with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 32.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Good morning to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about what is really going on. And, you know, I've been trying to get to down to why there's such a, separation in this nation and why people are willing, are so divided. And so, you know, these are part of the reasons why. This is a Washington Post article. Finds GOP voter fraud crackdown targets minorities and Democrats. The Washington Post analyzed data in Texas, Florida, Ohio, Virginia, Arkansas, and Georgia. Those units obtained only 47 convictions during a period in which tens of millions of voters were cast. Again, votes were cast. Again, Washington, Texas, Florida, Ohio, Virginia, Arkansas, and Georgia. 47 convictions in all those states when tens of millions of voters were, votes were cast. And only 47 convictions. 76% of defendants whose race or ethnicity could be identified were black or Hispanic, while white people constituted 24% of those prosecuted by the units. Registered Democrats made up 58% of those charged whose party could be identified, while registered Republicans were 23%. The vast majority of convictions represent small bore cheating, or as some defendants argue, mistakes by individual voters, such as casting two ballots, falsifying a registration, or voting even if barred by a conviction. Now, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not very good at math. But I don't think when you look at 47 convictions out of tens of millions of votes, that that constitutes voter fraud. What has all this been about? All of this that has been made up, fabricated by a party to mislead people to believing that there's been something that was constituted and created to take away their votes. And the statistics bear out that that's just not true. It's never been true. And since it's never been true, why have we gone through all of this pain and continue to go through all of this pain as we approach, you know, the 2024 elections? Lies, deceit by people in the highest places of government. Why? To point fingers at innocent people and make them criminals. Come on, man. This is America. This is not some puppet government. You might expect this, you know, or it used to be in third world nations, this was commonplace. And I remember as a young man, our nation pointing fingers at other nations and talking about, you know, just how horrid their elections were. But these are the facts. And as we enter into the 2024 elections, they've ramped up these lies even more. Now, what's at the root of it? What's really at the root of it? Well, you know, replacement theory. Come on. Replacement theory is what's at the root of it. In the United States and certain other Western countries whose populations are mostly white, a far-right conspiracy theory alleging in one of its versions that the left-leaning domestic or international elites on their own initiative or under the direction of Jewish co-conspirators are attempting to replace white citizens with non-white, i.e. black, Hispanic, Asian, or Arab immigrants. The immigrants' increased presence in white countries, as the theory goes, in combination with their higher birth rates as compared with those of whites, will enable new non-white majorities in the countries to take control of national, political, and society and economic institutions, to delete or destroy their host countries, distinctive cultures and societies, and eventually to eliminate the host countries, the white population. Some adherents of replacement theory have categorized these predicted changes as white genocide. Now, you know, this is true. And it's, you know, probably a difficult thing for people to talk about. But if at the root of it is the destruction of the democracy of our nation, is it worth it? Because you keep asking the question why Donald Trump's popularity continues to expand. What other reason or rationale could it be? Clearly we know what he espouses. And clearly we know at the root of most of these things is a conversation that we don't want to have. A conversation that, again, because of, you know, my age and, you know, and talking about Dr. King and back in those days and, you know, some of the things that we saw and lived through, you kind of have some familiarity with some of, you know, what transpired then. And so I don't know how you begin to undo these fears that people have that have been planted by people who really at the root of it are dishonest, because this replacement theory is hogwash. You know, are minorities going to be the majority in America? Absolutely. It's inevitable. The demographers will tell you that. That is truthful. But does that mean that once minorities become the majority, which is inevitable in America, that the minorities are going to mistreat the white people of this nation? No. Where is there any documentation that says that's true? It's just not true. And so we can't move forward in the nation. And that's why the Dr. King piece that I'll be playing over, you know, this month will certainly point some things out, I hope, that will make people really take a look at whether or not it's worth the destruction of our nation. I absolutely don't think it is. Let's go to CJ. CJ, good morning.
Good morning, Earl. Well, I listened to your talk about replacement theory, and like I've told you before, your party has to keep race alive.
CJ, this is not about a party. This is about a theory that is real. Look it up. It doesn't say anything about Democrats. You have interjected Democrats. Okay? The entity that's pushing replacement theory, by the way, my friend, is not the Democratic Party. And it doesn't matter because you say it that's factual.
It is a fact. Don Lemon from CNN, you can look it up. You can see the video. This is something that the Democrat Party is espoused.
Hey, CJ, thank you very much for the call. Okay, so I don't mind having a dialogue and a conversation, but it's got to be based on truth. Not some concocted idea of what truth is. Clearly, the people who are pushing against the voting rights of innocent people in this country are not Democrats. That's just a fact. And it doesn't matter whether people want to believe that or not. I just brought up those statistics that were in the Washington Post that corroborated that. We've got to be honest, and we got to be willing to face the realities of what is happening inside of our country. And so, you know, this is not directed to make people upset. Come on, man, we got to deal with the truth. This replacement theory belief is real. Replacement theory in the United States and certain other Western countries whose populations are mostly white, a far-right conspiracy theory alleging in one of the visions that the left-leaning Democratic or international elites on their own initiative, are at the root of this. The conception of non-white immigrants, and you get this with what's happening with the border. Non-white immigrants in terms of negative racial and ethnic stereotypes have been commonplace in many white majority countries, and the notion that non-white immigrants and even long-established non-white communities threaten the freedom and well-being of whites has been a battle cry among white races. Now, I'm 69 years old, man. I live in America. I've lived in America all my life. You know, and so you can't tell me this is not real. I see it through my own prism every day. You know, and so can we have the courage to have the conversation? Yes, I think we have to have the courage to have the conversation. 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open.
Give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids have grown, they just took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I've shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, "Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all."
News from the center, WRCE.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hack Diamonds, where they want your
at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I just want to say, before we go any further, good morning to WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM Green Bay, as well as the TAP, W228 EP 93.5 FM in Eau Claire. Just want to say, you know, when you hear pushback and you hear, you know, guys, you know, like the last caller who says Democrats are, you know, I watch Fox News almost every night. Hey, man, you want to talk about somebody who's pushing race? Come on, man. Turn on Fox News. Why don't you try that? Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you doing?
All right.
Fine Wednesday. Awesome. So here's the deal with replacement theory, and this is my view on it. I think it is a really real danger to society and the notion that's conjured up by the Democrats is absolutely garbage. It's a theory that was conjured up to hold and trying to reduce the number of Black and Hispanic and minority voters, because the Republicans know that those voters usually come out and vote for the Democrats. And the Republicans, because of their horrible policies, for the life of them, cannot appeal to those voters. And not only that, why would I want to vote for the party that is trying to keep me out, a lot of these people? It's very real, and it's a danger to our democracy. And it's something that definitely needs to be nipped in the butt sooner rather than later.
Well, you know, Stephen, the real part of it is, it's like, well, it's one of those taboo things we can't talk about, right? Well, we can't talk about that in the public. You know, hey, man, where else you going to talk about it? It has a major impact and effect on the future of this nation, and we've got to be willing to have the conversation. Hey, man, thank you very much for the call, as always. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Earl. You know what? It's really funny how Republicans are behaving about many factors, including that theory, because you know how it is. Tell somebody that they are an idiot, and in turn, that person gonna feel like an idiot. So last GOP, that candidate, Vivek, I don't remember his name, Brahmaputra, whatever it is, Vivek, he was talking about replacement theory. That the white people going to be replaced by all kind of colors. But that's exactly what's happening with the Republican Party. Aren't he Indian? Isn't he Indian?
Vivek, you mean Vivek? Yes.
Yes, and he's talking about on GOP that we are going to get replaced. Who are we? Aren't you we? Have you looked at yourself in the mirror?
You know, Karina, it's a valid point, and it's an issue that I think our nation has to face. And look, it's just, I think we should be factual and truthful with the things that we talk about. But it's, you know, it's inevitable, because globally, white people make up 10% of the global population. They're the minority. And so globally, if the peoples of the earth, 90% are other than white, it stands to reason that at some point in time, that is going to change, right? In the nations that are predominantly white now, based on the facts that 90% of the global population is something other than white. That's real. That shouldn't be something that people should be fearful of, right?
What difference it makes? It's just a simple fact, Earl. It's just a simple fact that 60 years ago, or maybe 70 years ago only, we learned as a humanity how to cool down the place we live and work. We learned many thousands of years ago how to warm up the place we live and work.
Hey, Karina, I wish I had more time. We've got to take a hiatus. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be in touch. 844-967-2789. When we come back, we'll be joined this Wednesday by Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
From the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Say
Play it with me, the Bucks in Six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.